Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with a third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. Joining me, of course, is David here in Los Angeles. Good morning, Davey.
Hey, good morning.
Benny in Seattle.
Good day.
And guys, guess who's joining us in segment two? James Von Prague. How exciting. Woo-hoo. It was so funny. I was thinking this morning, you know, I remember when his first book came out, Talking to Heaven, and I think I still worked at a New Age bookstore and would read it, and not as a psychic, just behind the counter, like selling books like nobody's business. And now he's coming on our show for the second time. And not only that, it was like a month ago that I saw that he was coming to Seattle. So if you're listening on KKNW, we're going to talk about all of his events. But I emailed his publicist, who's a friend of mine, and I was like, oh, if James wants to come on and talk about his events in Seattle. And then guess what happened? He called me on the phone directly. I came home, one new message. Hi, Dougal, it's James. Who knew? I mean, how exciting. So guys, Benny, David, I have something to talk to you both about, and it's pretty important.
Oh. Okay.
We missed something.
Yes.
No card. No flowers. What was last week? Our anniversary, guys. Our anniversary.
Dave and I are like,
You're totally that guy that comes home and the wife is angry. Guys, it was our anniversary last week. The show is 1 year old.
Oh.
Hello.
All right. Well, for that. We'll make up for it, right, David?
Now, mind you, I totally forgot as well. Time flies when you're having fun. I mean, what are you going to do?
That's it.
I like Benny's face. Yeah, he was just staring at the mic going, it was your birthday.
Was it my birthday? Yeah. I forgot my own birthday.
So, of course, you've had to be living under a rock if you didn't hear that the New York Giants beat the New England Patriots 21-17. I have no idea if that's a good game or not.
I think it is. I think it was a respectable showing.
It was all right.
I expected a higher pace game with more offense from both teams, meaning a higher score, but they played a pretty well-fought game, I think.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I know. We were invited to a party, and the food was spectacular.
Mm, so good.
We had 2.5-pound lobsters. We had shrimp. We had cheese. It was the food was so, so delicious. And that's really all I cared about. My idea of a good Super Bowl Sunday is the food. I mean, that's really all I care about.
I
was asking silly questions, but of course, I did want to watch Madonna's halftime show. Thoughts? What did we think?
Listen, she obviously lip-synced, right? Obviously.
I think so. I thought it was...
But I think so, too.
Yeah. But I don't think anybody would be shocked at that.
No.
But my question was CeeLo lip-syncing, because when he joined her, I don't know if he just did a better job at it, but I thought he sounded live. But I don't think they would let him sing live and let her just lip-sync. That would seem kind of strange.
Yeah.
He's younger. He can hold more air.
See, people are very upset when the age thing comes up.
This is where I'm going to say I think Madonna's a little past prime on doing concerts like that. Or
I disagree.
Really?
I disagree. Gosh. I think she's not too old. I mean, I agree with you. I don't think she's the best performer, especially not at the Super Bowl, but I don't think that's related to her age. Do you?
Well, I mean, I think at a certain point in your life, you have to accept the fact that you've gotten to a certain age. And in the beginning, I was very anxious. I don't know if it was because her heels were too big on her boots, but she fell down for 1 second. Mm-hmm. And then I get all nervous. And then there was one moment where they were like throwing her over like an assisted cartwheel. Mm-hmm. Where I was like, oh,
well, that's
my.
An age thing. Right. Just protecting her.
But when she did the Like a Prayer part, that part I thought was great.
Yeah, with the when they were wearing the sparkly robes.
That
and
part
then
I thought was super, super
was
fun.
Candles,
you know, because it wasn't too over the top. It wasn't too much energy.
But that fits the song and everything. I hate to interrupt you, but it's
no,
like,
please do.
Literally, it's like her age, though, the things that she's trying to pull off, she
I
can't
agree.
Do anymore.
I agree.
Let
and I didn't like the cheerleader thing. You
there.
Are not in high school.
Yes.
You are not in high school.
I
no,
agree.
No, no, no.
I agree.
So I had me. I mean, I still give her credit. I don't think age should be
too.
A reason as to why you can't perform.
For being out there.
Right. It's mm-hmm. more that the sense that I get, and I know people are going to freak out when I say this, but the sense that I get is she's still obsessed with being the top, the number one person
oh,
in
sure.
the top. And then she surrounds herself by younger people dancing and all that kind of stuff. And I was slightly embarrassed for parts of it. And then what was the whole thing with, is it Maya? Is it Mia? Who is this person?
M.I.A.
Do I sound like my grandmother right now? Who is that? I mean, she came on. I knew who Nicki Minaj was, of course. But then when Maya came on, I was like, who is that? And I didn't even notice the moment of her giving the camera the finger.
Yeah, I didn't see it. It was very quick, but people got really angry about it.
She snuck it in there.
Did you see it, though, when you were watching it?
I'll be honest. I watched the whole thing, and I think I blinked, and I missed it, too. Because then I saw, like, an hour later, didn't you see it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I think it probably would have been missed if it wasn't for, like, YouTube and everyone with DVRs and all that stuff.
Yeah, right. I totally missed it. Mm-hmm. So the question is, do you think she did it on purpose?
Yes.
Because you do. Because it's all they're talking about now.
Well, because she signed a contract saying that if she did do anything obscene or say anything profane, that she personally would be the one who had to pay the fine.
Did they say how much she has to pay?
From the FCC? No, they did not. They haven't said anything about that.
They haven't come out with it yet.
Yeah, I mean, I agree that it was inappropriate, you know, and then when I watched the slow motion version, she clearly intended to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt that maybe she was caught up in the moment and thought the camera was in her face. And by the way, the camera was never in Madonna's face. Just saying.
No
close
up.
Did you notice that? No. Pan back.
No way.
Barbara
Younger,
Walters
further
lens.
Back. Younger,
exactly.
Further back.
Exactly.
Although those guys, right. LMFAO, that when they came on to do dance with her, that's how I know I'm getting older, because I think she's like perfectly fine. And when I see them, I'm like, I don't trust those whippersnappers.
They're like helping her off the little block and all that. And that's all starting to being safe, you know.
It was the only moment, though, during the game that I got quiet, because the rest of the game I kept being like, has everyone tried this triple cream brie? It's delicious.
Totally you.
Telling me to shut up. And I was like, but the food. Was so good. Hey guys, so last week we had anniversary show, which we totally missed, but we had a contest. We were giving away a free reading with myself. We had a ton of entries, and we're going to announce the winner now. Drum roll, please.
Oh, now you want a drum roll.
Oh, I forgot. We're just doing applause.
I got it right here. No, okay. Wait. Okay. There we go.
Nice. The winner is Brittany Costas. Yay! Brittany, we will contact you to schedule your reading. Very exciting. Guys, we'll try to do as many free stuff as we can, and every now and then, because we got a really big response, every now and then I will try to give away a free reading because that's fun. Speaking of fun stuff, it is cold here in LA. Benny, you can see through Skype that I'm wearing a sweater, which is very exciting.
Yeah, you're a little
for
bundled
me.
Up out there.
I am a little bundled up. It's like 65 and raining.
Oh my God.
What does that get me excited for? The cruise. Guys, what's happening? It's February. Don't forget, on April 21st, I'm going to go hosting a cruise with the amazing Colette Baron-Reed. We are going to the Eastern Caribbean. We're going to Curacao. We're going to Aruba, where they have square coins. I want to see this. We're also going to... I know. Don't give them that face, Benny.
That
what
face?
Do you think it's like?
That face.
You remember that commercial? God, I watched too much TV when I was a kid. In like the late 80s, they would do this commercial of Aruba, and the big thing was, we have square coins. And you'd see like a square coin going to... Am I the only person?
No, yeah, I didn't know that.
Commercials in between Sally, Jesse, Raphael.
I think you're the only one watching the show.
Exactly. So they have square coins. We're going to Aruba and Princess Cool. K, so come join us. If you want to get information, go to lifejourneys.net and contact my friend Tony to book your cabin now, because space is running out. It's going to be super fun. Guys, when I come back, psychic star medium James von Prague is going to join us. If you're in Seattle, he's doing a ton of super fun events, a book signing. He's doing readings at a live event, and he's also doing a mastering mediumship 5-day class, which I think is going to be really spectacular. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to interpret messages, how to connect with the other side, this is the guy to do it. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, my guest medium James von Prague, very exciting today. I'm Dougal Fraser, super excited about our guest. We'll be right back.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. Welcome back to the show. Guys, pinch me. What's going on in my life? I don't know what's happening. My guest today, the author of one of my favorite books, Talking to Heaven, and his most recent book, Growing Up in Heaven, James von Prague. Good morning, James.
Hello, Dougal. How are you?
Oh, darling, I'm delighted. I don't know what to do with myself. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like, it's James von Prague Day. My hair. What outfit am I going to wear? I was so excited.
This is radio, Dougal. Remember that.
beyond, guys, beyond.
Sorry.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, I was saying earlier in the first segment, you know, I remember when your first book came out, I was still working at Overtones Bookstore in Dallas, and they were selling like hotcakes, and I loved that book, and it's just such a fun thing now. I was telling the audience, you called me personally, and I was like, save that message. James von Prague called.
So, well, it's now you live long enough, things happen.
Things start to happen. Exactly.
I'm an old fart. I mean, come on.
So, guys, if you're listening on KKNW in Seattle, James is doing a ton of events this week and next that you definitely want to be a part of. And I specifically wanted to talk about on February 13th through the 17th, you are doing a Mastering Mediumship 5-day class at the Marriott Renaissance Hotel in Seattle. Can you talk about what's going to go on during that class?
Sure. We only have 9 spaces left, so people got to register fast. We have 9 spaces, and it's a real intensive 5 days where I teach people if they've ever had mediumship abilities, or I'm going to explore them or discover them, or they're highly psychic, or they just want to explore this whole work. I teach them really about grounding, the proper ways of grounding your energy. Mm. I go through the various electrical systems of the body, including the chakras. I talk about how to intuit the energies that are around them, how to work with the atmosphere that's around them and somebody else. I talk about telepathic work messages, how to receive mediumship physically, mentally, the mental way, mental mediumship, physical mediumship. I talk about psychic phenomena, intuition. I talk about exactly explore a whole bunch of stuff, exercise intuition, and really go from the philosophy all the way down to the practical and do exercises. And by the end of the week, people are standing up in front of the room giving messages to each other with names and details of people that have parted away. Departed.
I love that. And this is really an event that people get to actually connect and have like real quality time with you, right? And see your process of how you do it.
I did it last year in Laguna Beach in July, and I had 100 people there. And we're all still friends. They're coming back this year. We're going to do it again. Even the people that already took it want to take it again.
I love that. You know,
it's great. It forms family because you're opening yourself up emotionally to these people, and it's just a great group and great way to meet each other and to share the human experience together. And then the last night, that Saturday night, I'm going to be doing a spirit circle, which is open to the public completely, and it's me giving 3 hours worth of messages from spirit.
And let me ask you a question. When someone takes a class where they're learning how to become a medium and all that psychic phenomena, what do you think the biggest misconception is that most people have on how to interpret a message or what a message is supposed to look like?
A couple of things. Number one, is it coming from me or is it spirit? How do I know the difference?
Yeah.
Am I making this stuff up or is it coming from outside me? That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And the other part is, the number two would be, I can't do this. I just can't do this.
Right.
And I'll tell you, there's a day of that. The first day we do that, and I just, just shake up their heads and shrink their brains a little bit. And they realize once they allow themselves to do it, they're able to do it. And even if it's just starting with intuition, it just begins that way.
Well, don't you think there are a lot of psychics out there who shall remain nameless, but we'll talk about them during the break. But there are a lot of psychics out there.
You're vicious.
But there are a lot of psychics out there that really kind of profess that because this is what they do for a living, that they're special and different. And one of the things that I love about this class is everybody can do it. And you're a real supporter of that. You've really dedicated your life to encouraging people to follow their own intuition versus having to meet with you specifically or someone specifically. I love that you empower people to realize that they can do exactly what you do.
Yeah, hello. It's not us to own this. It's the universe energy. I mean, come on. And I'll tell people that, you know, it's very, very true. Everybody's intuitive from one degree or another. We're born with intuition. Intuition means into the soul. It's the language of the soul. So, and there are various degrees. Of course there are. For instance, the analogy I like to use with people, because people say, I'm not a medium. I say, well, you're intuitive. So yeah. Let's just stretch that as much as we possibly can. So, yes, so certain people play, you know, born with the ability to play a piano, that a concert pianist. But not everybody will be able to play, you know, do that, but people will be able to learn how to play the piano. So you're able to do it. Some people are better at it than others, but you certainly can learn how to do it and become much, much more intuitive, sensitive. And once you become more intuitive or more aware of your intuition, it really helps with the choices in life, because everything in life is a series of choices. And if you come from a sense of knowingness, you know what's right for you, you know what's wrong for you, you know what the energy feels right, you know this person that you're meeting, their energy feels right, there's something is balanced about them or something not balanced with them, you're able to know it. You have that, I call it that sense of knowingness, getting to that center. And you know this, Dougal. I mean, when you work, you know, you get that place of knowingness. And I don't know about you, but when I get that sense of knowingness, when I teach people about it, and they get there, it is so incredible, because it's who you are. You know, it's your spirit. You're getting involved in that. It's so freeing. It really is.
Yeah, and it's not really about just becoming, you know, a psychic or a medium for a living. It's about tuning into every aspect of your life so you can live a whole unified life.
That's right, because we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and that's what we are, spiritual beings having a human experience. And part of being a spiritual being, that's part of our inheritance, part of our makeup, part of who we are.
Yeah? Exactly. And guys, on Thursday, February 9th at 11 a.m., James will be on New Day Northwest on King 5. So let me ask you a question about TV.
What is that about? I've never done that before.
I haven't been on, guys, I've tried. I haven't been on yet, so you'll have to tell me all about it. It's a local, I think, daytime talk show there that I think you'll be great at. But I'm curious, do you ever get nervous when you do a public forum like that, if you're on TV or on the radio or in front of a live audience? Do you get nervous at first?
You know what? I don't get nervous per se, but I wouldn't say nervous. I'm a little apprehensive about the energy that's flying around from, like, the anchors, the news people, because they have all these judgments, and you know, sometimes you have to challenge them. I mean, I was just in a show in Phoenix, and this anchor guy came behind me and we're talking, and he goes, I said, well, you know, your grandmother's behind you. We didn't even want a reading, but I knew this grandmother was right there, his mother's side of the family, and I said, she's talking to me about your money, and I didn't want to get into it. He closed right down.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, she's dead. I said, yeah, that's what I do. And I said, just go report the news. And then afterwards, he wanted to find out all about it. He was very shut down during the show, but afterwards, he really wanted to know about it. So it's very interesting. That just the energy with the people that I'm working with is a little strange. It's really like riding a boat. You really got to be careful of those waves and just, you know, bring yourself through it. But I've never, Dougal, I'm always a person which spirit is always with me. Spirit is always with us all. And, you know, when you work with spirit, they'll guide you. They'll always take care of you. They'll always protect you. Now, there might be situations where, unfortunately, you have to go through it to learn certain things about the media, about certain people, whatever it is. But I've just myself.
Here's the thing that I think is interesting, because I don't think people understand. I mean, like, even on the Facebook page yesterday, I posted that you were going to come on the show, and I said, do you guys have any questions for James? And they were great questions, but, you know, I'm used to people, you know, there's that moment when you're on TV or in front of an audience where you can feel that they want it. But the awkward thing about television when you're reading for talent or the host is, you know, you can't look at the host and be like, you know, you're an alcoholic. You're not going to say that live on the air. So there's that moment where you want to connect with them and show what you do, but it's also kind of an awkward dance that you can't get too personal. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. I know what you mean. But the thing is, at least with the way I work with Spirit, is they give me the information, I have to give it out. I don't edit anything myself. If they give me it, then I got to give it out. But how I present that information is very much up to me, and you have to be very responsible and have integrity. So if I look at an audience member, which this has happened before, and I knew they were going to die in 2 weeks, I just knew it, I would say to them, you know, have you been to the doctor lately? Have you everything checked out for you? I said, just check it out for the heck of it. And I make it kind of fun, and I make it where they can accept it and digest it, and it's, you know, and then they'll do it. So, you have to be very careful.
This leads me to a perfect thing, because, you know, I've certainly had that experience before. So let's say you have that moment where you're really picking up on something tragic. I mean, your day is based on dealing with people who are in mourning. They want a symbol. They want an energy. At the end of the day, how do you disconnect and go back to your own life?
Well, let me just real quick example. I was at Palm Springs doing a demonstration at the theater out there for 1,100 people, and it was an amazing, amazing evening. It was December, amazing evening. Messages left and right, and the evidential details came through really, really well. When you have a great audience, there's nothing like it. At the very end of it, this girl Carolyn came on stage, a spirit girl. She said, "My name is Carolyn." So I have a girl here named Carolyn. She's 27 years old. She hung herself on a tree, and that's but I said, and those drugs are related. And I didn't know what it meant, of course. And a lady in the second room said, "That's my daughter, Carolyn." Yes, she's crying. And she said, "That's how she killed herself." I said, "I don't understand what the drugs mean." She goes, "She was pregnant, and her husband, or no, her boyfriend, didn't want the baby, so he shot her up with crystal meth in her stomach."
Oh, my God.
And the girl went out and hung herself when he wasn't around.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. So that was heavy. And all the audience, and myself included, of course, were, like, crying. It's like, oh, my God, this is amazing. It's, like, horrible. But the girl came through with great details. And I was completely wrecked after that, and the audience was wrecked. And I said, "Come backstage. I'll talk to you about, you know, what we could do, and give you some books, and we'll discuss things further." And then I thought I gave her everything I could. I gave her everything, and I said, "Do you have any questions?" She goes, "Yes. Can you tell me how my other son is, who killed himself?"
Oh my God!
So I'm like,
oh my God!
Yeah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I cannot fathom that.
People don't realize that I'm a human being too. But
of course,
when you do the work, you really have to learn. Part of the development of a medium is really learning how to really be objective if you can.
Yeah.
Everyone's human, but you have to step back and be like a medical doctor, a surgeon, where you realize you're doing the work, and you have to do the work. Because if you get involved emotionally in the situation, then you're blocking the work. You're blocking spirit coming through. So, you know, you have to step back a little bit and really bring them through and later deal with the emotion when it's over. Like, oh, I always end it by saying, you know, to myself and to spirit, thank you for bringing them through. I wish you love and light. And it's a way of grounding myself again and releasing the spirit. So that happens quite a bit. And that lady came backstage, and she was, I got to say, it really helped save her. It really
helped save
her. So, and the audience was left in, you know, complete awe, the whole thing. But it does. It can get draining. It gets draining. You probably know this. It gets draining when your audience is closed down or they're in judgment. Then it's hard energies to work with, you know?
Well, the thing that I find, especially with an audience, is there's that moment where you can't get to everyone in the room.
That's
and you feel that pull of the excitement. So I'm curious, in your personal life, you know, when you're having brunch with someone, because, you know, I'll tell people that you're coming on the show and they're like, "I wonder what he's going to see around you." And I don't, that doesn't actually come up for me, I think, because that's what I do for a living.
Right.
But I know myself, if I'm at a dinner party with new people, the minute I tell them what I do for a living, people stop making eye contact.
Yes, I know.
Are people always wanting you to be James the medium?
I know. But part of my thing is because I'm on the public. I'm in the public a lot and on television.
Yeah.
So I will have that. I will go to the supermarket and people stare at me and, you know, they say, you know, how is my dog? And I said, well, he's on aisle five. I have
funny.
To make a little fun of it because it's just so I had to talk to them after that. But like the other night, I went to bring some friends to this restaurant here in Southern California and was sitting at the bar waiting for our table. And this guy next to two people down looking at me, staring at me, just staring at me. And, of course, he wasn't trying to pick me up. He was trying to. He was.
He may have.
He could, yeah, I think so.
He was looking, like, right at me. Like, I don't know what that look is so funny. They stare right at you. Like, they think, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm very good. I'm very good with the public because, you know, they really, you can make or break someone at that
of
moment.
Course.
So
yeah, you
I'll
have
come
to
over
be...
with him and I talk to him and say, how are you doing? You know, blah, blah, blah. And but there have been times where I was just goofing around, and well, people would look at me, and I look over their shoulder and start staring, and they go, "What do you see?" I said, "Oh, I see the window shades. I'm wondering one side isn't even, and the other." And I'm just going to think, "It's terrible."
But they think it's their grandmother.
Terrible.
That's terrible. No, I love it. It shows that you're a human being.
You have to have fun. Life,
you have to.
Really, life is too short. You really have to have fun every day.
And
you
got
to make the most of every day because guess what? Tomorrow could be over. And I always tell people, you want to look back at your life and be proud of the life you live. No matter what situation you have, what experience you have, and don't get caught up so much in the experience because it's tough, it's hard, but you always have to remember the perspective. You're a spiritual being having a human experience, and it's a big difference there, and you really got to live that way.
I love it. Guys, my guest today is James von Prague. If you want to give us a call, please call us at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to be contacting the other side when we come back. I'm Dougal Fraser. Stay with us. Everybody loves
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at stephanierisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to stephanierisley.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. My guest today is James Von Prague. Guys, if you're listening on KKNW in Seattle, where aren't you going to see James? Saturday, February 11th, 1 p.m., a book signing at the East West Bookshop. They are phenomenal. I adore them there. February 13th through the 17th, Mastering Mediumship, five-day class. Only 9 spots left. So go to vonprague.com to book your space. And on Saturday, February 18th, he's doing a spirit circle at the Marriott Renaissance Hotel. So to get all of the information, please, please, please go to vonprague.com. Tell him Dougal sent you. Guys, we're going to go straight to the calls. We have got Anne in Nova Scotia. Hi, Anne. How are you doing?
Hey. Hi.
Say hi to James.
Hi, James.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Wow. That's good. This is like a long time. Long time in the... I've been waiting for a long time.
Long time, huh? Wow, past life in Rome, yeah. I think. No, okay. How can we help you today, Anne?
Pardon?
How can we help you? What's your birthday?
May 31st, 79.
So you're a Gemini, okay.
Yes.
Okay, and how can we help you today?
Well, my mom passed away in November of 2010.
Okay. Dougal, you want to start and I'll tune in?
Yeah, so the first thing that I see around you, Anne, is a really, really soft green. And green can represent some anxiety sometimes. You have a highly creative spirit, a really, really sweet soul, but your self-doubt is through the roof. One of the things that you're working on this year is trusting yourself. And it's interesting that your mom would pass because, you know, a lot of us look to our mothers for guidance and unconditional love. And now you're in this phase where you really have to seek that and find that on your own. So you're going to find in this year that you really need to be a little bit more bold in your decision. Sometimes you hesitate. Sometimes you hesitate with what you want to say and how you're feeling. And what I want you to do is focus on not censoring yourself. They talk a lot about your creative energy. There's something about, you know, either being a writer or a speaker or something like that. But I'm very, very drawn to your creative spirit. So one of the things that I want you to do this year is don't censor yourself. It is imperative to be bold in your choices, bold in who you are, and watch that anxiety. Do you know what I mean?
I do 100%.
Yeah.
No, exactly. Wow, you've nailed me.
It's a gift, Anne. I don't know what to do with it.
Oh, God. Okay. And I want to ask you, what is your mother's first name, please?
Carla.
Carla, okay. Okay, let me just tune in here. Before she passes over, I'm going to ask you, was there one side of her body that was affected more than the other?
Yeah.
Okay, because I feel one side of my body is shut down. So I'm not sure if it's a stroke or something happens to you with that. But I've got to tell you that I feel one side of my body is shut down. I know there's a sister around. I'm not sure if she means she's a sister on the earth or a sister in the spirit world, but very close to. And I don't want you... Yes, you understand that? Okay. And I want to ask you, is there someone who has Catholic background? Catholic or cross anywhere, cross. And...
Yes.
Okay, and would you know the name of Christopher, or Chris?
Yeah, that's my brother.
Okay, because she wants to give love there to the Chris. And I don't know if you and Chris have not been getting along well, but there's little arguments and problems.
Not.
Pardon me?
Yeah, we're not.
Okay, because she's confirming, just validating that you're not getting along with this Chris person. And I know that she needs you to do that, and I know that she needs for you to pay attention to his needs and wants, because he's not as evolved as you in many ways. You understand? And so you have to be the teacher there. He has a little bit of a temper, she tells me, yeah? I also see that her head is affected in one area, so I think something goes off. I don't know if it was an aneurysm or something, but if something goes off here. I do feel that was either in a hospital stay. Did she pass in a hospital bed?
No, in a hospital bed, but she was at home.
Hospital bed, but home. But she brought that's why I said hospital
bed. She kept thinking she was at the hospital.
Yeah. But I know that she's in a hospital bed. And that's why I said it. I didn't say in a hospital. I said okay. A hospital bed. Because I know that she wanted to be home when she died, and that was done for her. That was done for her. And I don't know about having the fresh flowers in the room when you had her. Or so make sure there were fresh flowers. And I don't know, it was 2 days before she passed, but there's definitely fresh flowers in the room. Would you acknowledge that? Would that make sense to you? Yes, thank you very much. Because you talk about those fresh flowers, and she was aware of that. She was aware of that. And I will tell this lady is on the right side of her body, so she's outside of the body. Before she passed, she's out of the body a lot. She said she has a cute sense of humor, and she speaks very softly. Yes. She speaks very softly, but she said, I really enjoy that outside the body. She's saying to me, I enjoy that outside the body. So once she got used to doing that, then she's over there. I see that a man comes to greet her who I think is a father figure. Okay, and I'm going to also ask you, was there a brother of hers that died young?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, because he comes with a father, this young man, this brother of hers comes with a father who she has not seen in a very long time, I need to tell you that. And there's also someone named Marie who came to get her, or was with the group that came to get her, okay? And I also want to thank someone for putting the pillows up behind her back or behind her head, two to three pillows up, yes? And was that you that helped her with that?
It was my friend.
Your friend, okay, because I want to thank you for that. And there's a Catherine, a Catherine name as well. Bring it through here.
Cassidy.
Who is that, please?
That's my niece, her granddaughter.
Child. So I want to give love there, and I want to thank you for the flowers. I just got flowers. Not only when she's passing, but at the end of her life. The memorial service or funeral, there's flowers here, and I want to thank you for that. And she's a very good-looking lady. When she's younger, she's very good-looking. She has a beautiful look, and I got to tell you, that's what she looks like now. She's not old. She's very young. I'd say she's definitely in her late 20s, early 30s. This is the look she shows me.
Okay.
All right, so there you go, my love. Is that okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Annie. God bless you, sweetheart.
Thanks for the call, Anne. Oh, what a beautiful moment, James. That was so touching. Guys, let's go straight to the next caller. We've got Susan in Seattle. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Dougal and James. A pleasure to speak to you both.
Hi, Susan. Are we going to have coffee in Seattle?
Yes, you betcha. I've already had one cup.
Where do you live? Do you live downtown?
I live on Lake Washington, the Duwamish Great Lake of the Native Indians.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. I'll be downtown at some hotel. I don't even know where I'm staying. Probably on the street at this point. I don't know where I'm staying. If I don't fill up
you will
seats,
not be on the street. I know,
right?
I'll
be on the streets if I don't fill up those seats.
Well, at least the weather's sunny, so it'll be good wherever you're at.
Okay, so I'll leave my blanket behind. Susan, how can I help you today?
Yes, I have two questions concerning my mother with Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
I'm her legal guardian, currently selling her house.
Yeah.
I'm very anxious about trying to accomplish that, as I haven't had a lot of luck getting the house sold. I've had a couple offers that have walked out.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, my mom, 89, she appears to be going in and out of maybe the spirit world. She tends to talk a lot about her deceased mom, Frances. So I'm just kind of wondering about that.
Well, when they speak to a spirit, it happens all the time. My father and mother both did it. It happens. I worked at nursing homes before. They do this. There's a transitional period before they leave the body, and the silver cord, it was the cord which connects the spirit body to the physical body in the solar plexus, and they leave, and they're connected to the physical body by that silver cord. Well, at the time of death, that silver cord severs, and they're free of this physical world, and they go into the spirit, and there's an opening of consciousness, if you will. So this lady, your mom, has definitely started experiencing going in and out of the body. I'm going to tell you right now that she spends more time out of the body than in the body, okay? And I got to tell you, this lady feels very, very confused when she's in the body because she can't be heard, she can't be seen, she can't express herself, and it's very frustrating for her because she's a lady used to being expressing herself and expressing what she wants. You understand?
Right, and that's due to the Alzheimer's, I'm assuming.
That's the Alzheimer's. Do you have a sister?
I'm her legal guardian. I'm the only one that takes care of her. She is in a memory care facility, but I'm there a lot.
Yes, I understand
I do things for her.
I know, but do you have a sister?
Oh, do I have a sister? No,
yes.
A brother.
You have a brother. Is there a sister-in-law?
Just an ex-sister-in-law of my brother's that he divorced.
Did your mother have a sister that passed over to spirit?
Yes, she did when she was born.
Thank you. I keep on getting this lady giving me a sense of sister, 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 sing sister, sing sister. She's seeing a sister. Now, I wrote about this in my first book, Talking to Heaven, Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's, coma, spirit can go in and out of the body, they do. And many times they'll go traveling and learn how to travel. I feel with your mother, she's doing that. I get sense you're going to have someone help you with the situation with her. You're going to have someone help you. You can't do it yourself. Mm-hmm. And I would say a specialist in the field of helping with whether it's a financial person or what's a real estate person, you're going to have to get help with this. That's what I'm feeling. But
with,
I don't want you to get anxious
selling
about
the house, you mean?
Correct. Correct.
Well, I've
that
got a
correct
real estate agent that has it on the market.
Okay. Okay.
But it doesn't seem to –
I feel like you're going to have to get someone else. I feel like you're going to be a specialist of some kind there.
Susan, when you first called in and you talked about the fact that you were having trouble selling the house, the first thing I heard was that it was delay, 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 that it was going to take a pretty long time. You know, it could be because she's coming in and out, she may not have subconsciously released the house. And sometimes when someone walks through a home and they're thinking of purchasing it, if the family still feels connected to it, sorry, we're going to have to let you go if that's your phone in the background. But if the family still feels connected to it, it's hard to attract in a new buyer. So you might want to write a letter to your mom's higher self saying that you're kind of assisting her in this transition, and part of that process is going to be letting go of the home and then, you know, kind of making the transition easier for her. But I do think it's going to be a little bit harder than you expected. Okay,
thank you so much.
You're welcome, Susan. Thanks for the call. Guys, let's go straight to another caller. We're going to do a quick caller.
You're good.
Well, thank you, James. Can I use that as a quote?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. We have Maria in New Orleans. Hi, Maria.
Hi, James and Dougal.
Hi, Maria. You got to be loud. I can't even hear you.
How are you?
Oh, I love that. That's great. Now I'm better. It's Maria.
It's Maria, yes.
What a lovely lady you are. How can we help you?
Well, I'd like to get a reading today from you, James, if I could, from my uncle, if possible.
What's his name?
His name was John.
Okay, it's funny. I was going to get JL. I thought it was Joseph. Okay, Dougal, why don't you start, and then I'm going to tune in. Is that okay?
Well, actually, Maria, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break so we can
contact your uncle
and see if we can get him. When we come back, we're talking to James von Prague. My name is Dougal Fraser. Our caller is Maria. If you want to call us, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupp is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupp can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX 9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellness1.net.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. My guest today is James von Prague. And guys, what's really going on is during the commercial breaks. I don't know what to tell you, but it's getting silly, it's getting saucy, and I like it. We're going to go right back to our caller, Maria, in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Hey, Maria. Let me tell you something. There's a lady behind you as well. There's that lady and two men there. So I'm going to just try to tune into any of them here. Who had blood sugar problems or diabetes?
Okay. Yeah. I have an aunt who has blood sugar problems.
She's passed over, correct?
Well, that would have been my grandmother.
That's your grandmother, okay, because she's right next to you, and she had blood sugar and diabetes problems, okay?
Yes,
and it's ironic
because
she likes to make nice things or eat sweet things, but yet she's diabetic.
Yes.
And then did your dad also pass?
My stepfather.
Your stepfather, because I know that he wants to say hello to you. And I just want to acknowledge
you. Hello.
Pardon me?
Tell him hello.
Tell him hello. And he's waving to you, and he's also apologizing as he's waving to you. That is interesting. He's saying he's sorry. I got to say that to you.
He doesn't have to be sorry for anything.
Okay, well, he wants to say he's sorry. I don't know what that means, but he's saying sorry. And I think he's a really nice guy, but I don't know. Maybe he just didn't feel like he did something. I don't know. I don't want to read into it, but he's just acknowledging and he's waving and saying sorry. Now, John, your uncle, was he unable to walk before he passes over?
He was having trouble walking.
Okay, because the first thing I got when I tuned into his name was he said, I'd be able to walk and run if I want to. And when he was younger in school, he was able to be very athletic or running all the time, okay? I also can tell you that there's dogs around him. I don't know if he had two dogs, but I see dogs around him, okay? Did he ever have trouble with his blood?
Yes.
Okay, because I keep on getting the blood problems, and I'm getting blood taken from me and given to me as far as transfusions and getting blood, and I'm getting IVs. He's a man also. Did he ever take care of you when you were a young girl?
He did.
Did you go visit him?
Yes, all the time.
Okay, because the memories he wants you to have are ones when you were a little girl, when you went to go visit him or stay there.
Yes,
and that's what he's talking about, okay? And another
one. That's the ones I have.
Okay, good. And if you have old scrapbook or photographs, the black and white photographs he's talking about, he wants you to look at those because those, and you have them around you, don't you?
Yes,
because he wants you to look at those again. And there's one where there's like a birthday party in the backyard, some kind of a party.
Yes,
I understand that. And the tablecloth looks like it's even checkered. And he wants, and he wants you to know that he wants you to have that memory, keep that alive, because that's what he's like right now. And that memory of that party is exactly the energy he wants you to tune into when you think of him and the family. Okay, honey?
Oh, thanks,
James. Isn't that fabulous, Maria?
Maria, that was fabulous.
That's
great, honey. So keep his love alive and his memory alive with those thoughts, okay?
Oh, yes, I will.
Okay.
Thank you
God
so
bless
much.
You, sweetheart.
Thanks, Maria. Thanks for the call. James, that's so interesting. So the majority of
it's
what
so
I love is how you're able...
It's so interesting.
Yeah, the way you're able to pinpoint those things that really help people connect to know that, you know, yes, that they're seeing you, they're showing these messages, they're clear with what you do. It's fascinating how you do that. Now, is it visual when you see it, or are you hearing it?
How I work. And it's very interesting because every spirit is very different, of course.
Yeah.
And what I do is when I'm working, I invite them into my space. I invite them into my consciousness, and I open up my mind, and I let them kind of step into my mind, at which point I let them take over kind of my visual, my feelings, everything, and I step out of the way, and I'm seeing what they're showing me, and I'm actually seeing the photograph, I'm actually seeing the table, I'm seeing people sitting around that table, it looks like an old picnic table with a cloth on it, I'm seeing exactly what they're showing me. The other day I did a radio show, and I said to this lady, her daughter came through and said, "Mom, you have my photograph on refrigerator next to an angel, and you're looking at it right now as you're speaking on the phone." And she said, "Yes, I am," because they are using me to, you know, to go make that connection and what they're seeing, and that's how it's translated and projected and given to me, so I can give it out.
I love it. I have to ask you a really, really important question. What did you think of Madonna's performance at the Super Bowl?
Madonna,
James,
I know
I'm the only person that's ever asked you that question.
Let's talk about Madonna, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay. What would you like to know about Madonna? Because I've met Madonna.
Oh, my God. Last time you were on the show, we talked about Cher. Why do you do this to me? My wig just fell off. Did you meet Madonna?
Mascara's running.
How'd you know?
I met Cher. I love Cher. I love Cher. Cher's great. Madonna, I met Madonna, and I don't care for Madonna.
Tell me everything.
No, I just don't. I God bless her, and I'm sure a lot of people love her. I think that she's very tuned into the second chakra, and that's all about money and power. And that's how she's gotten what she's gotten. And God bless her, because I got to honor her in that she's gotten through a lot of her stuff. But she comes from the second chakra, which is all about survival and greed and money and you know, it's all that stuff. And there's always positive elements to the chakras and negative. But she's used that, and that's what her power is. And I wish she could open up more to go up the third chakra, fourth chakra, evolve and inspire. I really do. I will say one thing, though.
Tell me.
Her showmanship is incredible. Her showmanship was amazing. Her showmanship is out of this world, which means she's probably influenced from other beings from other places. I think she's very, very psychic. I think she's very, very intuitive if she'll let herself come out of the ego.
Yeah, it's funny. I always think she seems a little bit cold, like she wouldn't be the nicest person in the world. I haven't met her personally, because that's not the circles I travel in, but I always feel like she'd be a little cold. Okay, so I have to ask you another question if we're going there. So you've been on Oprah once or twice?
I was on Oprah once.
Okay, so tell me everything. Was she nice?
Well...
The long pause.
Oh, my God.
Long pause.
It depends on what you say. Nice. It was in a day where she was having a court battle with the Texas beef people.
Right.
That's when I was on. It was so long ago. It was 99. And at that point in her life, she had a lot of stress going on. So she wasn't really open to what I did. She played the devil's advocate on the show.
Right.
So I had a little trouble with her with that. But you know, I think she's evolved quite a bit. So
in the world,
she really has evolved.
In the world of TV, when you're on a show and the host really connects, does that make it easier for you to connect, or are you able to block out their judgment?
No, it's very hard because they own that space. They own their energies in that space. And I told someone this yesterday. It's very interesting from my experience. Everybody. Like, I'll think a certain way, that a certain host or a certain TV person is a certain way, and I meet them in the exact opposite. I said, Sally Jesse Raphael is going to be fabulous and nice and wonderful, and she was not.
Really?
Whoa, no way.
Yeah, she really was
fabulous.
And I said, Doc, what's his name? The guy from Phil Donahue. I said, oh, he's going to be a great, wonderful guy. And he was horrible. He came into my dressing room and he said, your people are in the audience. What do you can't do readings on this show? And I said, well, nice to meet you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So I was, like, really put off by that.
How
and then
dare
there were other
he?
People. Larry King, I thought, was going to be very scary, and he was fabulous. Bill Maher was incredible.
Bill Maher was incredible. See,
Bill
that would
Maher
be...
Bill Maher was the most respectful, loving guy around. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And Chelsea Handler, you know, you get what you see is what you get.
Oh, my God. But your last appearance on Chelsea Handler was hysterical. You were so great. She really, really likes you. It's very clear that she likes you.
We have a great connection, her and I. We really do. She's funny. We have a great time. And who else? Name people. I don't know.
I love it. So let me go through your events one more time in Seattle. So Thursday, February the 9th, James will be on New Day Northwest. That'll be at 11 a.m. On Saturday, February 11th, he's doing a book signing at the East West Bookshop in Seattle. They're so great. You're going to love it.
Oh, good.
And And don't forget, February 13th through the 17th, there are 9 spaces left for Mastering Mediumship 5-day class at the Marriott Renaissance. And you've got to sign up for, on February 18th at 7 o'clock, the Spirit Circle. You'll get readings in the audience, random messages, discover the process of mediumship. There's so much that you can do, guys. So please go to vonprague.com for more information. And you can sign up for all of the fun events. And don't forget to say, I heard you on Dougal's show. He sent me. You'll have so much fun with James. I swear. You're going to love Seattle. I go there at least twice a year. The audiences are so sweet. They're so kind. And it's a very connected city. They get it. They understand it. They want to make a difference on the planet. And I think you're really going to
I think
enjoy
we should
it.
All go on the duck ride, Dougal.
James,
ride.
Can you
imagine? Okay.
There's a duck ride.
Can you quack?
If you want to.
Benny's obsessed with us going on this duck ride, and we thought we would get listeners to come with us. Can you imagine James von Prague
he just
on
said
the
right
duck
there.
Ride with us?
I haven't quacked in a long time. I'd love to.
That would be so,
so happy.
Much fun. James, thank you so much for coming on the show. I
thanks,
really, really
Dougal.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You so much. Thank
you are the real deal. It is an honor. Also recently recognized as one of Bob Olson's top psychic mediums in the world. Guys, that's a huge deal. Go see James. You are not going to regret it. It's an amazing experience. You will love it. Guys, next week, my guest will be Ariel Ford talking about her new book, Wabi Sabi Love. I can't remember the title.
Yeah,
sorry.
You got it.
Okay. She'll be on next week. If you didn't hear all of the show, go to DougalFraser.com, click Recent Press, and you can hear the archives. I'm feeling delighted. Benny, David, thank you. James, you're the best. Guys, trust your heart. We'll be back next week.
Let's go. Before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Because when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Transformation, 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 talk radio. Transformation, 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 talk radio.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix
of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.